Hey C3 family, I hope you are doing Pray Today on a daily basis. I hope it's something that's encouraging to you. I hope it's something that you passed along if it is encouraging to you. We're praying this month about groups of people that need our prayers. And as I think about groups of people who are marginalized or people who it's so easy for people to forget about. You know, I talked earlier about our IDD community and how it's easy for people to just pretend that those aren't people who need our love and our prayers. And the same for foster children and foster families and all of these messy things that are around us. But you know, when I think about people who it hurts my heart that they're often forgotten, it's our elderly. It's the people who are shut-ins, the people who aren't able to come to church, or the people who maybe come to church, but they come to church and they leave right after church and they don't have any connection in the church. There's so many lonely people around, and we'll be talking about the lonely here in the next couple days. But specifically, let's think today about the elderly. Who do you know that is elderly that you have a love for? Or maybe you don't even have a love for them yet. Maybe you have a neighbor and you might not even know their name, but you know they're elderly and you know in your heart of hearts that they're probably lonely. Could I challenge us all to have our spiritual eyes open to love on people who are elderly, people who need companionship, or people who just need a phone call, or people who just need a visit, people who might just need a pie taken to their house, or somebody that just needs a note that's dropped in the mail to them saying, you're seen and you're special and God loves you. Could I encourage you today? And then I want to take it a step further. If you do this today, would you reach out to me and just let me know that you have an elderly person that you reached out to love on? I think it's when we have somebody to report to, not like I'm a principal or anything, but if we have somebody to report to like to say, hey, I did this, I took this seriously, I think that's always a good thing. So I want to just ask you, you can just email the church, you can email office@c3hayes.com and just let us know, because I would love to see all of us reach out to somebody elderly. And I'm going to ask God to reveal to me who he wants me to reach out to that meets that criteria, being elderly. I don't know what the age limit is for that, but who is it for you? Let's pray for them today. Lord, there are so many lonely people, people who struggle with seeing or hearing or getting out or being mobile, people who are in assisted living or in rest homes, people who live by themselves, people whose families live far away, people whose families are disassociated from them, or just don't pay attention to them. Lord, I just pray that you would help us to remember that you love people who are elderly, people who it's so easy to forget about them, people who just sit in their house all day long, and they just would love so much just for somebody to reach out with a card or a word of love or encouragement, or just take them out for ice cream or whatever that is. Lord, would you just impress that on our hearts today? All of us know somebody who's elderly that could use some love today. Would you just, Holy Spirit, show us who that is and what you want us to do about it? Thank you, Lord, that you have given us people who can impart so much wisdom to us if we would take the time, and it would teach us so much if we just take the time to invest in them, Lord. And we get so busy, and forgive us when we forget about those who aren't so busy, who have nothing to do. Let us reach out to them and love them today, Lord, and in the days ahead. In Jesus' name.